Welcome back to the Clubhouse here in the McAdoo Studios. Kyle Bailey still joined by Chris Coleman of TechSideline.com. Follow him on Twitter at Chris Coleman TSL. Final segment here with Chris, and we haven't yet got to this story. It was one of those things that broke earlier this afternoon as Chris was coming in, and we didn't quite know what to do with it at first because there's so much that's a bit murky at this point. But here's the article from both Andy Bitter and Cameron Austin of the Roanoke Times. Cameron Austin's making a name for herself. Goodness,
yes, she is.
She's breaking all kinds of stuff, and a lot of it on the back of Virginia Tech football. But Virginia Tech's potential defensive starter, C.J. Revis, is no longer enrolled at the university after the result of a student conduct hearing yesterday. University spokesman Mark Ozarski, I think I'm probably butchering that, but Mark Ozarski confirmed that Revis's enrollment status is what it is earlier today. So his attorney, Revis's attorney, Jimmy Turk, was present with him during the proceedings, and Turk said, quote, "Without discussing the details, there is an appeal process that we are going through at this point. I expect that process to maybe exhaust itself over the next week to 10 days, end quote. The reason for the conduct hearing was not available as of earlier today. Records from student conduct committee meetings are confidential and can only be released with the student's permission or by a court order." And Turk said that Revis is not facing any criminal charges and the matter will not be going through the court system. An appeal of a student conduct decision may be filed only in the event of a denial of due process, significant and relevant new evidence, or unduly harsh or arbitrary sanctions that are not consistent with conduct or case precedent. A spokesman for Virginia Tech Athletics would not say whether Revis' status with the team had changed. The athletic department released this statement, quote, "Inquiries relative to the status of ongoing student conduct matters are under purview of campus and not the athletics department," end quote. So this is C.J. Revis, 6'1", 205-pound sophomore from Thomas Dale High School in Chester out near Richmond. Revis had a great spring, shot to the top of the depth chart at Rover safety, a critical position within the defense that requires a player who can cover and play in the box. He was the front runner to replace Kyshawn Jarrett in the starting lineup. What do you make of this, Chris?
Well, the first thing we have to conclude is that if he's not enrolled in the university, then he's not on the football team.
You would think so, yeah.
The quote was, his status of the team hasn't changed. Well, guess what? It's changed. If he's not in school, then he's not on the team.
But you can't play college football without being in a college.
That's exactly right. And if that turns out to be the case, and if his appeal process does not work, then Virginia Tech will need a new starting rover this year.
Goodness gracious.
I was really impressed with him this spring. I think he's got an it factor. I think he's had a chance to be a big-time football player with a potential NFL future ahead of him. I don't know what he did. He obviously made a mistake. I hope for his sake that he can get a second chance, whether it's here or somewhere else, because he's got a bright football future. But yeah, this is a pretty tough situation, and caught us by surprise this afternoon when this was released.
Yes, it absolutely did. And just to be clear, his attorney, Jimmy Turk, who, if you know the name, you know, a very well-known legal family in the area, Jimmy Turk has represented a lot of Virginia Tech football players over the years, says that, this is not a criminal matter, that Revis is not facing criminal charges, and the matter will not be going through the court system. So, to me, and I'm not jumping to conclusions here, I don't know. I really don't know. But to me, it sounds like some sort of academic impropriety. That's what it sounds like to me, just based on the fact this isn't a criminal problem here.
Right.
So, that to me,
right,
it sounds like, you know, some sort of academic indiscretion, you know, maybe something of that nature.
Yeah, that's certainly a possibility. There could be some kind of accusation against him that maybe didn't get charges pressed in the court of law, but
sure,
the university investigates it. I don't know.
It could be anything.
Could be anything,
yeah,
like that. Not good either way. Not good. Like I said, man, I really think highly of him. And you know, Virginia Tech, they haven't had a lot of trouble out of football players recently. The Shy McKenzie incident was one, and now C.J. Revis. It's very unfortunate because I think both of those guys, if they could stay healthy, are NFL players. And just to have a situation like this, you know, like this potentially rob them of their futures is very disappointing. And I'm not disappointed in anybody but them.
Sure.
Because they made the mistakes themselves. Ultimately, I think Shy McKenzie will be okay. I think he'll be back in the program. I would suspend him for this year. But it always stinks sitting back and see talented people make terrible, wasteful decisions. But if you watch sports, you're going to get
it
that every year.
Every year. This is the time of year where you don't want your guys making headlines. You don't want your guys making headlines, you know, for doing things. You know, if it's preseason, you know, nods for All-American preseason, Bronco Nagurski, Maxwell Awards, all that stuff, cool. But you don't want your guys, you know, DeAndre Johnson's making headlines for all the wrong reasons right now. And I'm in no way insinuating that C.J. Revis has done something to the level of what DeAndre Johnson did.
Of course not.
We simply don't know.
Yeah.
So let's think worst-case scenario here. He's not enrolled in school right now. Let's assume for a second he can't play this fall. Who steps in?
You know, he was locked in a pretty tight battle with Desmond Frye.
Yeah.
And, you know, I thought Desmond Frye had a really good spring back in 2014.
He did. Had a great spring.
Really good spring.
And was great on special teams last season before he got hurt.
Before he got hurt in that Ohio State game. So I have a lot of confidence in Desmond Frye. I think Desmond Frye will do a good job. He would be the starting rover right now as far as I'm concerned. And so I'm okay with it. I think I wish we still had Revis, but I still think we'll be fine back there. The problem is now Desmond Frye can't compete for that starting free safety job if he's forced into the starting lineup at Rover.
So, again, if you missed the news, we caught it just a little while ago. Virginia Tech's C.J. Revis no longer enrolled at the university after the result of a student conduct hearing yesterday. The university has confirmed his enrollment status, which is nothing. He's not a student at Virginia Tech as of the current time. And Revis's attorney, Jimmy Turk, was present with him during the proceeding, saying, quote, "Without discussing the details, there is an appeal process that we are going through at this point. I expect that process to maybe exhaust itself over the next week to 10 days, end quote. And the reason for the conduct hearing was not available as of earlier today. There are no records from student conduct committee meetings that are available because those are confidential and can only be released with the student's permission or by a court order. And Turk again says that Revis is not facing any criminal charges and the matter will not be going through the court system. This is directly from a report in tandem done by Cameron Austin and by Andy Bitter of the Roanoke Times. If we get more, we'll pass it along. If not, we'll probably be back on Monday talking about this stuff. But if what Jimmy Turk says here comes to fruition, we may not know for the next week to 10 days what actually is going on here.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's okay. I mean, practice starts when? August 5th, something like
that. First week of August, right.
Something like that. So we don't need to know right now, but it sounds like we will be getting some closure to in the next couple of weeks.
All right, so before I let you go, All-Star Weekend, or the All-Star Game is coming up on Tuesday. A hard left turn here, but baseball, you and I love it. Get the All-Star Game's Tuesday, Home Run Derby on Monday. Our favorites in this thing, I don't know. You and I talked about it off the air a bit. I like maybe a Jock Peterson, you know, or one of the seasoned vets like a Prince Fielder or an Albert Pujols. But Todd Frazier, the Cincinnati Reds, in his home park there, he's the favorite to win this thing. Are you surprised by that?
He knows that ballpark, obviously. So I'm not really surprised by that. He's had a really good year from a power standpoint, and it is the Great American Small Park with all-star hitters. a guy like Manny Machado is intriguing and probably my sleeper pick. Every home run he hits is hard. You never see him have a blue palm run or one that just barely clears. The ball is always crushed. At least it seems that way to me. I'm going Manny Machado.
Going Manny Machado. It's not a bad pick, but I'm telling you, there are two young guys that I love here. Two rookies, as a matter of fact, Chris Bryant and Jock Peterson, as I mentioned. The problem is that Chris Bryant's got to square off with Albert Pujols in the first round. And as you said off the air a little while ago, Albert Pujols has put together a nice little run here.
Yeah.
So he's hitting some bombs lately.
He is. I think he's finally earning that money that they're paying him. His team's been playing better as a result, too. So, but at the same time, man, you always worry about those home run derby guys worry about, does that mess up their stroke for the second half of the season? I don't think it should.
Shouldn't, no.
Because
they'll have the All-Star game, then what, a day off or 2 days off?
Right. Just get back to the batting cage.
Yeah, take some BP.
Yeah.
You should be fine.
Yeah.
Good. By the way, your Braves, you know, their rookie league affiliate, the Danville Braves, I've never seen a club more active, you know, pushing, moving guys around the farm system than the Atlanta Braves are. Far and away, at least as of the other day, we're leading the Appy League in roster moves. It was hilarious. I was talking to Braves fans like, that's par for the course.
Oh, John Hart is it's not just the minor leagues. The big league club has had 49 different players this year, which is big league high, and we're still right in the race, five games out.
Hey, your boy Shelby Miller, look at him.
Oh, he had 1-9 starts because nobody can score a run for him. Well, they haven't scored a run in his last four starts.
Ask Clayton Kershaw how that feels. The best pitcher in baseball is not an all-star because he can't get run support, even though his numbers are just as good as they have been pretty much any other year of his career, save for last year's Cy Young season. So, anyway, we're out of time. It's great to talk to you.
All right. See you next week.
Chris Coleman, TechSideline.com. Follow them on Twitter at TechSideline. Follow him on Twitter at Chris Coleman TSL. We'll step out, take a break, come back, and wrap up the show here on a Friday. Don't forget, 6:50 pregame, 7 o'clock first pitch, game 3 between the Pulaski Yankees and the Princeton Rays. Keep it locked to Super Sports 101.7.